Welcome to this week's edition of Fueling the Future with Co-Energy Propane and Brian Adams. Brian, thank you for coming in.
Good to see you, Frank.
Propane seems to be an evolving technology. There's new things on the horizon all the time. Tell us about some of the new emerging propane technology.
Yeah, we're super excited about some of the advancements in research and technology within the industry. One very exciting is propane fuel cells. So this is a application that's used at a home or business that actually uses propane to create electricity at the house. So similar to a generator, the most significant difference with this, though, is it doesn't actually combust the propane. It breaks the propane down from a chemical perspective and then uses components of that those molecules to create electricity. So there is no carbon emissions from the process. It allows the same benefits of either off-grid living or backup power like a generator would, but it doesn't combust the product. It's also extremely quiet. You know, it runs at about or a little bit quieter than a refrigerator in your home. So we're very excited about the technology and the future that this is bringing to the industry.
Those are propane fuel cells. Now, what's a flow electrolyzer?
Yeah, so this is another fairly recent technology advancement in the industry. So the Illinois Institute of Technology has proven a piece of equipment, just to simplify it, that actually captures carbon out of the atmosphere and turns that into propane. So field studies today are able to demonstrate that they can capture that carbon out of the existing atmosphere and produce about 4 gallons of propane a day through this platform and system. So we're very excited about it on the potential to really significantly eliminate carbon, not only carbon emissions, but capture carbon out of the atmosphere and then turn it into a clean energy source.
We hear that phrase carbon footprint all the time, and this is negative.
Yeah, this creates a negative carbon footprint. So this technology actually allows us to still use the reliability of propane, but actually produce less carbon in the atmosphere than we're creating.
That's called the flow electrolyzer. Now, what about alternative feedstocks?
Yeah, so there continues to be great momentum on the advancement of feedstocks for propane that isn't based on a fossil fuel feedstock. So what does that mean? That means that using vegetable oils or plants like camelina that allows us to use an organic plant-based feedstock or source that then gets converted into propane for energy source. And this has been around for several years. It's really the volume of production that's increasing that's exciting for the industry. What's great with propane is that it has the same physical and chemical components that your traditional propane has. So it doesn't require any change in someone's appliances or in the marketer that's delivering propane. It can get intermixed with the conventional propane or completely replace it without any impact to the way it's used.
That's definitely emerging propane technology. No wonder the segment's called Fueling the Future. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Frank.
Be sure to tune in next week to Fueling the Future with Co-Energy Propane. You'll learn about all the ways you can save, not just on energy costs, but the environment too. Stay up to date on how Co-Energy is paving the way to being a 100% renewable resource made right here in the USA, and all the reasons why Co-Energy is the preferred propane dealer in the Northwest. Clean, positive energy. Learn more at coenergy.net.